And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, all is good. And how are you?
I'm fine. So today we have to say Chag Sameach or Yom Tov.
Chag Sameach, Happy Hanukkah, whichever is in your vocabulary.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're being lucky today. We're getting I don't know when the last time we had a white Hanukkah.
White Hanukkah. That's what we want.
And in the States, they're having a white Thanksgiving. I don't know when the last time that happened either.
Okay.
So we're doing good. Thank God. So
the white Hanukkah is a better reason to bring more socks.
That's right. You know, tonight, thank you, Ilan, for saying that. Tonight is actually the big menorah lighting in the mall. We're doing a big, giant stock menorah. So obviously, all this is being donated to Unit 7 Street Help, which helps homeless people or people on the verge of homelessness. So obviously, at the time of this weather, for example, is the most critical and important time to give homeless people socks, mittens, gloves. We had a beautiful sock drive in the community, and the amount of socks and mittens and gloves that we have was and is still beyond my expectations that I thought. So keep them coming. They definitely are going to be happy with it. If you haven't brought them in yet, bring them to the mall at 4 o'clock. We'll put them in the buckets that are there. If you don't have the socks, don't worry. You can bring money, and that will be going towards that as well. So it's going to be at 4 o'clock today. The mayor is going to be there. Mayor Eddie Francis to light the first candle. So this is a good time. Come indoors, get out of the cold and the snow, and celebrate Hanukkah with the warmth. We're going to sing songs together. There's going to be a raffle for a $100 gift card to Target or an iPod Shuffle. There's going to be latkes and donuts. So hot latkes. So it's going to be great. So it's a time to come out.
That's good. So what time is the candle lightning? Because a lot of people were asking. And
so this we're starting at 4. The actual candle lighting, the actual ceremony starting is going to start about 4:15.
Okay. And it's from 4 to 6 at the Devonshire Mall.
In the food court,
correct. In the food court. Good. So you must have a lot of things to prepare before the event.
We are, but, thank God there are people that are helping, and we're still looking for volunteers at the mall. So it will be ready by the time 4 o'clock comes, put it that way.
That's good. So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you.
No problem.
And you probably will go back to build the tube menorah.
The tube menorahs, which is going to be stuffed with socks and whatever we can do in the actual menorah. We have buckets already that are going to be on the outside. And if we can't fill up those buckets, if we filled too much already, which we already have them full, we'll have clear plastic garbage bags, whatever it is, to make sure that we
keep those
take
people
a beautiful
warm.
Thing of the... Yeah. Of the menorah.
And is it the same tube menorah that was for the coins that we did a few years ago?
Oh, you want me to tell you all the secrets already?
You know what? Let's keep it for tonight.
Yeah, whoever comes tonight, you'll find out.
That's good.
You know, we had one way of how we were going to do it, but obviously, and understandably, we have to be very careful with fire hazard and all that. So the mall wasn't too excited the way that we were originally doing it. I understand that, and therefore we changed. But you will be able to recognize that it's socks and the idea of just bringing the socks and everyone coming together as a community and lighting the menorah and singing together and being proud that we're Jewish is really what this is all about.
That's great. So see you tonight.
Yes. You know, one thing I was thinking, you know, we could just say one small little thing on the Hanukkah. You know, people ask, what can we learn from the menorah? You know, we learn something from the menorah. And, you know, there's an argument in the Gemara between Shammai and Hillel. The house of Shammai, the school of Shammai says that how do we light the candles? Do we light the candles 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Or do we light it 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? So the house of Shammai says on the first day, one light, 8 lights. From here on, one progressively decreases. The house of Hillel says on the first day one light is a single light. From here on, one progressively increases. Why? Because we increase in holiness and we don't decrease. Now, Judaism celebrates every small step. We do not go from lighting one candle to lighting three candles. It's a journey. It's a process. And the journey is an end in itself. So as long as we are always striving to do more, we will always get there, and Judaism will help us.
And it has to be step by step.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we learn. And that's why we light the menorah today. We light the first candle, then the second candle, then the third candle, that we always want to keep going up to Judaism. And that's something that we can all learn a lesson in life as well. Never give up. Keep going and going and going. You'll make it there.
That's it. Rabbi, thank you, and see you tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Ilan.
Bye-bye. We'll talk with you next week on the show.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.